Welcome to the Holmesville Church of the Brethren Quarantine Edition. This is the worship service for October 11, 2020. We will be having outdoor worship in person on October 11th, to which you are certainly invited. It is available in the parking lot on 92.5 FM if you would prefer to stay in your car, or we have it on loudspeaker if you would like to sit outside. We are enjoying getting to know a little better our brothers and sisters in the faith at the Beatrice Mennonite Church. We have been enjoying a sermon series on great hymns of the faith. That series ends up next Sunday, October 18th, at the Beatrice Mennonite Church. This Sunday, I would like us to draw back from the world and focus a bit on peace, the peace that we can have when the Prince of Peace dwells within us. We live in a time that is polarizing and upsetting and full of anxiety. This Sunday, let's draw near to God and let God draw near to us as we focus on peace. Our hymn is, O God in Restless Living. The lyrics were written by Harry Emerson Fosdick in 1931. Those were also hard times in the United States. Fosdick was a noted pastor, author, and scholar. He wrote two hymns that we sing frequently, God of Grace and God of Glory, and also, O God in Restless Living. He is one of the few hymn writers that I know of who has had his photo on the cover of Time magazine. That was on September 21, 1925.
Speed.
God, our friend, we come to worship you today. We come to sing, pray, and listen. You always hear us. Help us to hear you. Amen. Welcome to the Holmesville Church of the Brethren. We have a few announcements. October 18th is in-person outdoor worship at Beatrice Mennonite Church, 1220 Summit Street, Beatrice, at 10:30 a.m. Outdoor worship with masks and social distancing, or you may stay in your car. There will be radio transmission available to you. On October 25th, there is indoor-outdoor worship at the Church of the Brethren. Please use face masks and practice social distancing. Our call to worship is from Psalm 46. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore we will not fear, though the earth should change, though the mountains shake in the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains tremble with its tumult. The nations are in an uproar, the kingdoms totter. He utters his voice, the earth melts. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Come, behold the works of the Lord. See what desolations he has brought on the earth. He makes wars cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the shields with fire. Be still and know that I am God. I am exalted among the nations. I am exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. As we approach our time of prayer, please remember that you may pause the audio whenever you want to spend more time in silent prayer with God. I will be reading a prayer from Take Our Moments and Our Days, an Anabaptist Prayer Book, Volume 1. I will pause several times, and please supply your own silent prayers at that time. Rejoice in the Lord always. The Lord is near. Do not worry about anything, but in everything with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. God of manifold grace, we bring our prayers to you as acts of love for you and for our neighbors. In your mercy, Lord, hear our prayer. You are always there to lead us. We pray for ourselves and those dear to us. We put our hope in you, Lord. Hear our prayer. You supply strength for service. We pray for our community and for our neighbors. We put our hope in you, Lord. Hear our prayer. You call your people to speak the very words of God. We pray for the church in all places, that we may speak boldly for Christ. We put our hope in you, Lord. Hear our prayer. You will make justice break forth like the light. We pray for the world, for all who do justice and love mercy. We put our hope in you, Lord. Hear our prayer. We offer you other concerns we carry in our hearts. We put our hope in you, Lord. Hear our prayer. Gracious God, you sow your storied word in us with compassion. As this day breaks upon us, may we remember your mercy and extend it to others, as we live for the sake of your reign. In hope we pray, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Our scripture today is 1 Kings 19, 9b through 13. Then the word of the Lord came to him, saying, What are you doing here, Elijah? He answered, I have been very zealous for the Lord, the God of hosts, for the Israelites have forsaken your covenant, thrown down your altars, and killed your prophets with the sword. I alone am left, and they are seeking my life to take it away. He said, Go out and stand on the mountain before the Lord, for the Lord is about to pass by. Now there was a great wind, so strong that it was splitting mountains and breaking rocks in pieces before the Lord, but the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind, an earthquake, but the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a sound of sheer silence. When Elijah heard it, he wrapped his face in his mantle and went out and stood at the entrance of the cave. Then there came a voice to him that said, What are you doing here, Elijah? You know, there are a lot of very excellent questions in Scripture. Here are just a few you may recognize. Am I my brother's keeper? Where were you when I laid the earth's foundation? Who do you say that I am? Who is my neighbor? If God is for us, who can be against us? But of all of these very good questions, one of my very favorites is this one. What are you doing here, Elijah? Why do I love this question? Because I can see so much of Elijah in me. Not that I am by any means a great prophet, battling it out with 400 prophets of Baal. I wouldn't dream of calling down fire from heaven. And I certainly know that I couldn't outrun Ahab's chariot on the way back to Jezreel. No, the way I am like Elijah is this. I am often in the wrong place at the wrong time. And if God were to ask me what I am doing there, I, like Elijah, would probably whine. I, like Elijah, would make excuses. What are you doing here, Elijah? See, Elijah was not really where God wanted him. If you remember the story, Elijah had just taken on the 400 prophets of Baal in a contest where God had sent down fire from heaven in response to Elijah's prayer. And after he had defeated those prophets, he ran ahead of Ahab's chariot all the way to Jezreel. All this, the Bible says, he did because the hand of the Lord was on him. But then Elijah received a threat from wicked Queen Jezebel. And the noise of Jezebel's threat grew so loud in his head that he ran and ran and ran all the way to Mount Horeb, the mountain of the Lord. And there Elijah hears the Lord speak to him, not out of the earthquake, not out of the wind, not out of the fire, but out of the sound of sheer silence. What are you doing here, Elijah? If we are listening, we might hear God asking us that same question. What are we doing here? What are we doing amid the noise and strife and anguish of the world? What are we doing running away from God, trying our hardest to get away from the noise in our head? What are we doing here? I didn't realize until I started researching this sermon that the verses we know as our hymn were not written to be a hymn at all. No, the verses we know in our hymn are part of a larger poem by John Greenleaf Whittier called The Brewing of Soma. In the poem, he describes an ancient pagan rite of the Vedic religion, where priests brewed a hallucinogenic drug called soma. In the poem, the priests use the drug to draw nearer to heaven. Whittier describes the entire population becoming drunk on soma. It compares this vain attempt to find the divine by the use of the drug to some Christians' use of, quote, music, incense, vigils drear, and trance to bring the skies more near or lift men up to heaven. But of course, all of this is in vain. None of this really works. The Quaker author of our hymn then points out the true method for contact with the divine. Listen to the silence. Draw near to the silence. Dear Lord and Father of mankind, forgive our foolish ways. Reclothe us in our rightful mind. In purer lives thy service find, in deeper reverence praise. First, we need to repent. We need to give up our soma, or our modern version of soma, money, appetite, work, sports, drugs, whatever we use to convince ourselves that we can find peace by doing something on our own. We need to ask God to help us, to give us the mind of Christ. Then we need to live to serve God, to spend time in praise and prayer. In simple trust, like theirs who heard beside the Syrian sea, the gracious calling of the Lord, let us, like them, without a word, rise up and follow thee. It is following Jesus that we need, not anything complicated, just love and wonder and drawing near, just simply following in his footsteps. O Sabbath rest by Galilee, O calm of hills above, where Jesus knelt to share with thee the silence of eternity, interpreted by love. This is our Master's example. Even in the midst of the crowds that followed Jesus, he made time to pray in silence. Jesus could not help but have compassion on the crowds, but Luke 5:16 tells us that Jesus often withdrew to lonely places and prayed. If Jesus needed prayer, I will guarantee you that you and I need prayer even more than Jesus did. Drop thy still dews of quietness till all our strivings cease. Take from our souls the strain and stress, and let our ordered lives confess the beauty of thy peace. Jesus knows that we need rest. Jesus encouraged his disciples to rest. Mark 6, 31 and 32 tells us, "Because so many people were coming and going that they did not even have a chance to eat, Jesus said to his disciples, 'Come with me by yourselves to a quiet place and get some rest.' So they went away by themselves in a boat to a solitary place." We need to take some time to step back, to get away, to lose the noise in our heads, and to listen for what Jesus would tell us. "Breathe through the heats of our desire thy coolness and thy balm. Let sense be dumb, let flesh retire. Speak through the earthquake, wind, and fire, O still, small voice of calm." I think a lot of us are busier than is good for us. I am busier than is good for me. I often find myself running with no reason and no destination. I often find myself lost in the noise in my head, and I should know better. Teresa of Calcutta did much good in the world. She wasn't perfect, of course, and she had her own struggles, but she made a difference. Here is what she said about silence. "We need to find God, and He cannot be found in noise and restlessness. God is the friend of silence. The more we receive in silent prayer, the more we can give in our active life. We need silence to be able to touch souls. The essential thing is not what we say, but what God says to us and through us. In the silence of the heart, God speaks. If you face God in prayer and silence, God will speak to you. Then you will know that you are nothing. It is only when you realize your nothingness, your emptiness, that God can fill you with Himself. Souls of prayer are souls of great silence." I will close with Whittier's words as a prayer. Please pray with me. "Dear Lord and Father of mankind, forgive our foolish ways. Reclothe us in our rightful mind, in purer lives thy service find, in deeper reverence praise. In simple trust, like theirs who heard beside the Syrian sea the gracious calling of the Lord, let us, like them, without a word rise up and follow thee. O Sabbath rest by Galilee, O calm of hills above, where Jesus knelt to share with thee the silence of eternity interpreted by love. With that deep hush subduing all our words and works that drown the tender whisper of thy call, as noiseless let thy blessing fall as fell thy manna down. Drop thy still dews of quietness till all our strivings cease. Take from our souls the strain and stress, and let our ordered lives confess the beauty of thy peace. Breathe through the heats of our desire thy coolness and thy balm. Let sense be dumb, let flesh retire. Speak through the earthquake, wind, and fire, O still small voice of calm. In Jesus' name. Amen." Praise.
precious calling of the Lord, let us, like them without a word, rise up and follow thee. O Sabbath rest by Galilee, O calm of hills above, where Jesus knelt to share
As a benediction today, I would like to sing Peace Pilgrim's Prayer. Peace Pilgrim was the name adopted by Mildred Norman. She began a pilgrimage for peace on January 1, 1953, in the Rose Parade in Pasadena, California. From that time until her death in 1981, she remained a pilgrim, walking and giving talks, teaching people the way of peace, overcome evil with good, falsehood with truth, and hatred with love. This is an adaptation of one of her favorite prayers, "Peace, be still, and know that I am God," from Psalm 46:10.
Be still and know.
Go in peace. Amen.